Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. At Design Intelligence, we've named 2020 the Year of Befuddlement, as by and large, nations, states, communities, industries, and individuals stumbled and fell, got back up, strode forward, only to stumble and fall, repeating this pattern multiple times through the year. Our predictive name for 2021 is the Year of Ambiguity. The idea of ambiguity is marked by a few descriptives. Opaque, foggy, uncertain, indecisive are a few that come to mind. The rollout of multiple vaccines with varying dispensing rules and rhythms will in and of itself be marked with confusion, uncertainty, and logistical challenges. Couple this with a measurable swath of the population who either refuse the vaccine or delay having it, and overall efficacy benchmarks will be difficult to normalize. By the second quarter of 2021, we will see significant debt defaults, foreclosures due to failed debt servicing, and shark investors gobbling up deals as banks and other funding houses fire sale underperforming assets. The cocktail of activity, confusion, winners and losers will add to the overall ambiguity of economic recovery. Thirdly, the political stability of the country is certainly in question. Perhaps and maybe the state of Georgia Senate seats up for grabs in the early January runoffs will yield an either-or outcome. If they remain Republican, then we're in for a two-year ride of rubber stamp overrides. If they flip to Democratic seats, then we will see limited progress in Congress due to postured blocking and tackling to prevent too much liberal movement before the 2022 midterm elections occur. 2021 will be marked by overall ambiguity, yet that doesn't mean we sit on our hands hoping and waiting. 2021 will be a pivotal year for the built environment industry to radically innovate. With so many things in flux, we are being given a unique opportunity to use the foggy air cover towards new idea generation and realization. It's time to flip things on their head and start looking at the status quo as an oddity to be inspected rather than the norm to be accepted. Leadership in this new world is required. I'm talking about risk-aware, opportunity-conscious leadership who are done with yada-yada rhetoric and are leveraging their assets to create a new industry. The challenge to leadership is this: what will you lay down, let go of, surrender, in order to make room for taking up what's new, embracing mysterious opportunities, and risking failure to achieve authentic breakthroughs? Leaders for 2021 are those that have their heads screwed on right, are focused past the fog, and unshaken by the unknown and uncertain. The most effective of these leaders lead together. They consciously and deliberately seek out and surround themselves with the safety of wisdom and insight offered by trusted colleagues and intelligent advisors. The highly achieving leaders humble themselves so that they can openly admit what they don't know, what they don't have, but they also operate in the confidence of what they do have. 2021 is soon upon us, and it's beckoning leadership to be something far different than what it's been in the past. What kind of leader are you? What kind of leader will you become? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.